Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Hall of Famer Leanne Whippin. That's her. Miss Whippin is with us today again. And we're coming to you from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios here in Portland. Dave and Chris are floating around here somewhere. And we'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef the way nature intended. Well, it's almost that time of the year. The Jack. Those two words are like your taxes. They just resonate with people, you know.
But not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way at all. Not in a bad way. It's been 2 years, almost 2 years to the day. I looked it up before we came on the air. We got Jed Lorette back with us from Jack Daniel's, and we're going to talk a little bit about Jack itself and Jed's very difficult job there. Yes. At the distillery. Oh, I mean, I tried to talk you out of a job. The last time you were on the show, I remember.
You know what? I pulled up the podcast that we did 2 years ago, and I was listening, and you were hustling pretty hard for the position.
Yeah, I was. I got to admit it. But it's a damn good job if you can get it. Yeah, I don't think I was quite qualified, but I did volunteer. Leanne, if you don't know, I volunteered to be the librarian.
Yes. At
Jack Daniel's.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Because their library doesn't contain very many books, but a lot of bottles of Jack. So
sounds like a good job.
I was going to work for free, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, since we, and I emailed you about this, Jed, since we last talked, you said your title hasn't changed. But because you're an ambassador for the brand and all that, but you also have more responsibility. So why don't you walk our audience through exactly what your terrible schedule day to day is, and then kind of what they've so graciously piled on your shoulders since the last time.
So just a recap from last time when we talked, my job is senior brand ambassador for the distillery. And like you were just talking to, I'm a sensory tester, I'm a master taster on the property. The job's hard. I've taken on some responsibilities of historian for on site. So when we have tour guides or staff that needs a little more information, I'll gather it, I'll get with archive, we'll look through video. So that's a new addition. We've started some new tour options on the property, and so I've helped compile information and help our team. There's a couple people who work together to get those tours going because we have a lot of repeat offenders
that
come to visit us, and they just want to see something new. So building new tour options.
Oh, cool. And what can people expect to see if they come on the tour?
So our normal tour is a walk through the entire distillery. None of it's a mock-up. So while you're walking around the property, it's the same property that Jack bought. We're going to walk into the distillery where we've made your whiskey. I mean, it made the whiskey for Frank Sinatra, the man, the singer. We're going to go through bottling. You're going to see the whole thing. We're an open book. And so we always tell people, if you have a question, just ask. And if we don't know the answer, we have somebody who has that answer. So we'll talk to you about anything.
Okay, I've got a question then.
Yeah.
We had, trying to think if it was Adrian Miller's book. I don't think so. I think it was Joe's book. It was on the history of black barbecue. And they mentioned in the book that there was a black man that worked there and actually helped teach Jack Daniel's how to make it, how to distill whiskey and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And then he stayed on as an employee for quite a while. Now, is that true?
Yeah, he wasn't just an employee. So the story starts with Jack moving on to Mr. Dan Call's property. Mm-hmm. He was in his preteen, early teen years, say like 12, 13 years old. He met Mr. Nathan Nearest Green. He's the black gentleman you were talking about. And he learned how to make whiskey from Mr. Green. Mr. Green was his mentor. And so he learns how to make whiskey during that time period. He was an enslaved man over on the Call property. Remember, this is all during the Civil War.
Right.
After emancipation, he wasn't just an employee. Jack hired him on as the very first master distiller we ever had.
Oh, and so, wow.
It's an absolutely beautiful story. It was more like a uncle nephew or a father son kind of situation. That's how close they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The property we're on, Mr. Green didn't come up here to run whiskey with Jack, but his son, George Green, came up here and ran whiskey with Jack. And they were best friends. And we have never distilled a drop of whiskey in 157 years without a Green working with us. So
that's what I thought. Yeah. The family still.
Huge legacy.
Yeah. And Mr. Green also was into barbecue. That's how I tied in the story there.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's into barbecue.
Right.
That's a great point. Is that in that black barbecue book thing?
I believe so. I'll get you the name. I'll email you the name.
Absolutely. I would love to know that history.
Yeah. But I just found that fascinating that not only did Mr. Green teach Jack how to distill and how to make whiskey properly, but he was also kind of a pit master too. So
that would be awesome information, especially at this time of year when the Jack's coming into town.
Yeah.
You can add that to the conversation saying, look, whiskey and barbecue has always been together.
Yeah. Well, it has. It has. And you guys make some great barbecue sauce. You know, I've tried.
Yeah. No, it's really good barbecue sauce. Have you tried our dry rubs?
No, I have not.
You'll be able to get some when you get down here.
Uh-huh. There you go. There you go. So how long have you worked for the Jack Daniel's company
now? So I'm coming up on 9 years now. So the last time we talked, I was just over 7 years. Now I'm, or 6 years, just over 6 years. Now I'm just over 8 years. And I'm still a rookie. I know it sounds crazy. If your listeners know about the distillery and they've been down here, there's a chance they came across two gentlemen, Goose and Randall. They both retired last December at 46 years working here.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody gives up on whiskey.
No. Well, no. Why should they?
It's the happiest place on earth. Somebody else uses that term, but
yeah. But I think these days yours is probably happier. You know, the Jack is probably much, much, much happier than that.
Oh my goodness. Oh, it smells wonderful too. I think we talked about it the last time I was on with you. The smell of the smoke coming from the square and the whiskey in the air. It's
Oh yeah. I'm excited. I really am excited.
When was the last time you were there, Jeff?
I haven't never been to the Jack.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're in for a treat.
I'm a rookie.
Leanne, how long have y'all known each other and why has he not come down?
I've been on the show
almost two years,
but we knew each other before that just from, you know, his show acquaintance. We really never met until we were at the National Barbecue Convention in person. So, the Jack I just assumed.
No.
Wow.
No. I keep telling you, I'm a Yankee and we don't get out much. So, you're
definitely in for a treat.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Not only now that I've met Leanne in person and she's going to be spending a little over a week with me up here. We're old pals now, but to go back and meet Jed and see the competition and see the town of Lynchburg. Now, if you ask me about Kentucky, I've been to Kentucky hundreds of times, literally.
Well, there's no need to say anything about that.
Kentucky. Is there a real rivalry back there, Jed, between Kentucky and Tennessee?
Oh, we love our neighbor to the north. Yeah. We love
to the north.
Yeah. I like that. Well, you know, you can't go to Kentucky, especially like Louisville or someplace like that. You know, they don't talk about the quality of their bourbon and, you know, smooth Kentucky sipping whiskey and all that stuff, you know, except what still fascinates me. North of Louisville, there's a Oldham County, which I spent a lot of time in, is a dry county, much like Lynchburg. Isn't Lynchburg so dry?
Lynchburg.
Absolutely.
Dry.
Mm-hmm.
So you, if you walk down the street, if you brought your own drink with you in Lynchburg, will you get in trouble?
Do you want to meet the sheriff?
No, not really. Not really. No, I'll take your word for it that he's a good guy.
No, so we're a dry county in the sense that you can drink at home. It's we have no bars, taverns, pubs, no liquor by the drink. So yeah, so open container walking around is kind of a no-no.
Got it.
But we tend to have a lot of parties. I mean, while you're down here, you'll probably find somebody's house that you can hang out at.
Probably. I would think that that would probably be the case, you know.
I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah, I would think so. So Leanne, how many times have you been to the Jack?
Gosh, I haven't counted, quite frankly. Not competing this year. I'm judging this year, but the last time I competed at the Jack was maybe 7-8 years ago. It's been a while, but I've been judging almost every year since then.
You know, we could have met earlier because they had asked me to judge the Jack a few years back. And then I couldn't because they asked me like a week before and I couldn't clear my schedule. Somebody had poked out. It was kind of a celebrity deal or whatever, but it doesn't matter. But they said, can you be here like Thursday? And it was like Monday. No, I can't, you know, I didn't know. If they asked me now though, I'd probably make it happen. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Jed and Leanne and myself here on Barbecue Nation after this. Don't go away.
Ready for a new ride? Choose from over 1,000 vehicles at Westin Kia, like a new Kia Sportage, Soul, Forte, K4, Sorento, Telluride, or Carnival. Gas, electric, or hybrid. Oregon's all-time leader in Kia sales. Everyone wins at Westin.
1994 to 2023, Westin Kia has sold more new Kias than any other Kia dealer in Oregon, reported by Kia Corp.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff here. I want to tell you about something really cool, Heritage Steel Cookware. I just got mine. I do a lot of cooking, and it's got 5-ply construction stay cool handles. It's titanium strengthened. It's got all the great stuff. Just go to heritagesteel.us and find out more. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation on JT with Ms. Whippin here, Hall of Famer. I will tell you something, Leanne. I just ran out of time. I was trying to get a director's chair back made for you before you came up here in a few days. It said Ms. Whippin on the back of it. Oh,
that would have been cute. But
that might be your Christmas present.
I would like something a little more comfortable than a director's chair, so you can.
I'll put a pillow in it.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put a pillow in and a snuggie blanket because you'll be cold up here.
I will.
So let's talk about the competition, Jed.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, you have to be invited. You have to have competed. I mean, there's all kinds of prerequisites. What happens like next week, at the end of this coming week, and then you've got about 10 days till maybe 2 weeks till the Jack starts. What's going on there at the distillery in the town of Lynchburg?
So, starting next week, we're going to be coordinating everything from, we've already got food trucks lined up. We've got kind of like a petting zoo stuff. We have like a craft fair downtown. When you get down here, you'll see like people might be selling some stuff on the square, like a craft fair, and you drop down into Wiseman Park, which is right behind Miss Mary Bobo's, and they should have some food trucks out and some different like drinks. But next week we'll be coordinating, finalizing all of that. We should be getting our giant tent in where we actually do the judging portion of it, making sure that logistically we have everything from the tent to toilets. Everything needs to be coordinated, from the most important thing to, you know, just making sure everybody has facilities that they can get to. But we're going to have musicians playing music. We're going to have all kinds of stuff for the actual event. So next week we'll pretty much be coordinating all those things.
So now I know Leanne, when she's at a judging table with the other judges, they get to have samples, but do you get to sneak around and have a little taste of the barbecue?
No, the most they'll let me do is judge the desserts.
Hello. The desserts are epic there. I mean, they are so large. Sometimes it takes two people to carry them in. But seriously, Absolutely. They are at the World Food Championships. They do like unbelievably chefy type food. But for these barbecuers to put out the desserts that you see there, they're culinary. I mean, just beautiful.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah.
But, and they taste as good as they look. It's tough.
I would agree. But no, I don't get a chance to walk around to the table and sneak a bite. Maybe after the judging, if a tray's coming past, we might grab something.
Little hand action there.
Yeah, just a quick snatch. But we've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got the, and I'm looking at my list right now, we have a cocktail competition now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So for the barbecuers or chefs that want to have like, a little bit of fun, make their own cocktail. We have a competition for that. And we have kind of like I think it's Iron Chef, where they have the box, they open the box,
right?
And they can make whatever it is inside the box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've had that for a few years, but but once you're in the, and Leanne, you can speak to this. Once you're in there judging, you're in there, right?
You're in there. Yeah. I mean, you could take a break to go to the restroom, but you're in there. And, I must say you guys have stepped it up as far as the size of the tent, because it was never that big. And even when the awards came, it was like people were like all smushed together, and now it's a huge tent, and it's
an epic tent. Yeah.
But people will actually go on the outside of the tent and watch the judges judge, which to me is just, it's torture. They're watching us judge and eat this food. I don't know what they expect to gain from that, but yeah, there's an actual like audience around the perimeter of the tent while we're judging.
Yeah. Because they can't get in. So right. The judging tent is for the judges.
Right.
So you can stand around the outside, but you can't get into the tent and mingle with the judges.
Mm-hmm. Do any of them hold up little signs that say, "We'll judge for food"? Something like that.
No,
I might do that to you, Leanne, because I won't be able to get in the tent. So I might just hold up a little sign and say, "I know Leanne will
one
judge."
One thing you have to do, aside from this whole barbecue thing, is Miss Mary Bobo's is known for her fried chicken, and she does like certain seatings, and you have to have reservations. And I forgot to tell you about that; it's probably already booked. But that is one thing you need to do when you're there.
I was at Miss Mary Bobo's today. The fried chicken is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's like a thing.
All right, I'm leaving right now. You guys finish the show. I'm going. Might take me a couple days to get there, but I'll make it there.
So there are, JT, real quick, there's a special rule, and I'm sure it's everywhere for the KCDS judges, but there's no alcohol allowed in the tent for judges. So they're right next to Jack Daniels, and they cannot drink at all.
Just water. That's all we're allowed. Mm-hmm.
How do you make it, Leanne? How do you survive?
I do fine.
She makes up for it in the evening after the judging's over.
Well, I don't know. You said there was a cocktail contest, so.
Are all the entries in the cocktail contest, or are they all made with Jack?
Yeah, old number 7, actually. It's got to be very specific to old number 7. They can do anything they want. Like, I think it was last year or the year before, we had some folks smoke like an old-fashioned, mm-hmm. Which is cool. Barbecue, smoking, that sort of thing. They played on that. But yeah, they have to use old number 7.
Wow. They need a judge for that? You know,
do they need a judge for that? Right.
JD's like, I'll judge anything. Just let me judge
something. That's what you say. I just wonder, just on the Jack side of things, what is your most recent product that you've launched? Is it that honey? I know that's been out a long time, but is that the last, or what, you launch one every year? I mean, how does it work? And you have Gentleman's Jack too. Gentleman's Jack is from.
Yeah. So this is hard to believe. We have, and we call them expressions, but we have 15. I think 15 is the count, 15 expressions of our whiskey. So Gentleman Jack, Old Number 7, Honey Fire, Apple, Single Barrel Select, Barrel Proof, Rye, Barrel Proof, Rye, Bonded, Triple Mash, Bonded Rye, Sinatra. We have a few. All right. But what's amazing about our products, every bottle we have It is Jack Daniel's Old Number 7, Jack Daniel's Gentleman Jack, Jack Daniel's Honey. It's always the Jack Daniel's brand. Sure. And it's mm-hmm. expression of that whiskey. And so we make whiskey. We make a bunch of expressions, but we make just a couple grain bills.
Okay. So, all right. We're going to take another break. And we're going to be back with Jed and Leanne and talk more about the Jack and the fun we're going to have there in about 2 weeks. Right after this, you're listening to Barbecue Nation. At least I hope you are. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and I have eaten, if you've ever looked at me, you know that, but I have eaten seafood all over the world, and I can tell you there's no place better than here in Oregon and our Dungeness crab. If you want to learn more about Oregon Dungeness crab, just go to OregonDungeness.org and find out how to cook it, how to catch it, where to buy it, and the sustainability of what they're doing there in the Oregon Crab Commission. Check it out. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Hall of Famer Miss Leanne Whippin. Speaking of Miss Whippin, here's something for you, Jed. Have you ever tried her pig powder?
Pig powder.
Yeah,
that's. Leanne, I mean, is that the name of it? Is pig powder?
Yeah. Well, it's Trim Tabs. It's after my dad.
Yeah.
My main name is Tab.
What's the name of it?
It's Trim Tabs Pig Powder.
All right, I'm writing it down.
It won best rub on the planet, and a lot of competitors use that. And you know what? Proof. This is a funny story, not funny, but very interesting. I noticed that in the past few days, my sales of pig powder have dipped a little bit.
And uh-oh. I'm like,
I can't figure this out. Well, hello, everyone's going to the Royal. They already have their pig powder.
They've already have.
They're on the road to the Royal. And I really do think so many competitors use it. And there's a little bit of a slump because they don't need it at this time. They either already have it or they were too late to the, you know, whatever. But I attribute it to that.
Where can I buy it?
You can get it at pigpowder.com. I personally fill and ship out the orders.
Did you? Hey, JT, do you like the way I had her plug that?
I love it. I'm just sitting back. It's all good. It's all good.
All right, we'll go
see,
back
you can sell pig powder, but I can't judge desserts, you know. So,
I think, JT, the last time I was on your show,
yeah,
I was a novice, you know, smoker at best. But since I've talked to y'all, I've done, I think, 2 full briskets. My oldest daughter got married and she wanted me to do pulled pork for the wedding. They were eating sandwiches and such. And I did what would be close to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Right. 50.
Yeah.
I don't know. We did like 8 to 10 butts. I have no idea. And so I smoked all of them. I got to tell you, everybody was happy. I didn't kill anybody with my smoke.
Very good.
But I did not have pig powder because I did not know.
It's so good on the pork.
It is. So it is. It is.
So I'll bring you some when I
come. Oh, nice. Yes. All right.
I will bring
if you want to do it, I'll take it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't see it because of my green screen, but I've got a few boxes of it right behind me there.
Oh my goodness. And
Leanne and I are going to pay for our television expenses by standing on the corner selling pig powder.
Do you know I have a whole pallet landing this Thursday and I unload the pallet myself and bring it up to my second floor apartment and it takes me 4 hours up and down the steps to put, and I keep it in my apartment.
Come on, Leanne, can you flex for us?
I can.
Yeah. She may be little, but she's mighty. I'm going to tell you that.
She sounds like it.
Yeah.
Big workout.
Oh, okay. And I also need to plug our good friends at Painted Hills Natural Beef. Don't forget, you can go to naturalbeef.com. And if you type in the code BBQ Nation, you get 15% off. And Leanne is actually going to go to cowboy country with us here in about a week, a little over a week. And, see where Painted Hills comes from. So there you go. But just use the code BBQ Nation. I don't know why my nose is itching today. I'm like bewitched or something. There it is. Those are the 2 plugs for the show. How big of an effect does the Jack have on Lynchburg? I mean, you always see things, Jed, you know, Seafair comes into Seattle and it's got a $385 million impact on the economy. But that thing is a week long. Rose Parade in Portland, you know, those types of things. But when you get into a really small town like Lynchburg, in comparison to the bigger cities, and you have an event like this, it's mm-hmm. got to have a really positive financial impact on the community.
Sure. I would say, like, this is the 34th Jack we've done. And what's amazing is, and kind of like Leanne was talking about her pick powder, it kind of ebbs and flows, right? So mm-hmm. in the early part of our year, January, February, we don't see a lot of people come in. You know, it's cold, it's wintertime, school's still in. So travel as far as tourism is down. But around this time of year, school's back in, but people are having like fall breaks, and this is perfect. You know, yeah. we're bringing more and more and more things to the Jack because we want your listeners to come and visit. If you're close to come and see this, why not? I mean, if you're in Nashville, Huntsville, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you're only 3 hours away from us. You know, I mean, come to the Jack. You'll have a great tour. You'll have a great experience. It's family friendly, and we want more and more people to come. I think our max we've ever had, and I think I said this a couple years ago, the highest count I think was 30,000 over the weekend. And it's a multi-day event, but yeah. over the weekend. Now we have an Indian motorcycle rally just before it. So last year, I think we had over 300 bikes, Indian motorcycles come in for the rally. So we want the influx of people to experience a little town.
Whose idea was it originally to do the Jack, the competition?
Oh, God. You would ask me a question that is going to slip my mind, Chase. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'll have to just be honest with you. I don't know the answer.
Leanne, do you know?
No, I don't. I'm kind of curious, though. I know. I think my dad was at the first Jack judging. I mean, 35 years. I don't know.
Okay, well, I certainly don't, or I wouldn't have asked the question. But
you know who would know is Artie Davis. He would probably know.
Artie Davis knows everything about everything. And that's I'm not being mean. I'm just saying Artie, anything to do with barbecue.
He'll be there. He hands out the little walnuts, the good luck walnuts to each of the teams.
Yes, I got one
around.
Of those.
Yeah, he goes around with Dirty Dick and the two of them go and hand out.
That's right.
And they hand out the little walnuts.
The dirty Dick handing out nuts.
Oh yes, Dirty Dick and the Legless Wonders. Yeah, he.
So what is
he, friend?
What is he hauling those nuts around in?
I don't know, but it's a little bag, isn't it? A little sack.
Yeah, yeah.
There's it's like a burlap sack. right.
I think you're correct.
I think I am too.
JT just...
I lost it.
Almost lost it.
I'll be back in a minute. Just
yes, he hands out the nuts from the burlap sack.
Yeah, there you go.
Are they... Do they have ribbons on them? Or are they
no,
just...
No, they are a whole walnut in the shell, and they have the little Jack Daniels logo thing on it.
And it's good luck, right?
It's good luck. Yes, yeah. You do. That's why it's... passed out, and it's a big deal.
So I sent a request for the information on the question you asked, and hopefully I get a response here quickly.
Well, we've got the after hours too, so if it goes into that, then that'll be fine. I didn't know about Artie's nuts, so
so the interesting thing about the Jack is it is a world invitational, but yes. Even though they call it invitational, there is a lottery. So you get three KCBS sanctioned state champions from New Jersey, say. They go into a lottery. Only one state champion can get pulled. So you could still be a state champion and not qualify to be in the Jack. So it's really kind of a lottery and an invitational because some of the contests are automatic Jacks, which mean you automatically get in the Jack if you win grand champion.
Right.
And then they also the big deal about this is you've got all the international teams. That's so you're getting really it's true world. So you're getting people from all teams from all over the world that come in on this thing.
So we have 66 domestic teams and 15 international teams going to be here in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
15. So that's 25% the 66, because I'm a math person.
Well,
approximately.
Yeah.
That are going to be international. And so they have to figure out, you know, if they're going to get their equipment from here, and maybe they've never cooked on it. So, I mean, it's really interesting. And you can always tell the international desserts, because some countries like marzipan or whatever. And so you'll know that it isn't a domestic, it came from an international team. You can almost always tell when you're tasting the desserts, because it's not Americana desserts. Mm-hmm. That's what's so fun about this.
Jen, let me jump in here for a second. Speaking of desserts, when we went to the NBBQA convention last year, I showed you that picture behind me is from there, but they also had the high school kids competing there. And one of the things they were doing was making desserts. And Leanne and I were eating and arguing our way through the desserts, which one was better, because I like this little kind of, I don't even
it
know
was
what
simple. I can't remember what it was.
But it had some strawberries and whipped cream on it, and it was quite sweet. And she wanted something else, so I just kept going back to that one setup. And the girls kept giving me more and more strawberry treats. But if they're anything like that, or a couple of levels above that, they're look at her.
I can't even put it into words.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so I got an answer.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it was Jack Daniels.
our people are amazingly efficient here. Miss Debbie Christian just hit me back up. You know how I was saying that we're always trying to make the event bigger and more inclusive as far as family and people coming to visit? That was the whole premise behind starting it. It was promotion and community awareness, getting people down here to Jack Daniels and to promote barbecue and to promote the distillery. So the whole reason for the Jack was to promote those two things, was barbecue and community. So
cool.
Yeah. So I would like to think that we were trying to put our foot into the barbecue game, but it was just to get some good cooks down here to cook for us.
There's nothing wrong with that, Jed. I'm telling you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Jed Lorette and wrap up the show talking about Jack Daniels and the Jack coming up, and we will all return just momentarily.
Ready for a new ride? Choose from over 1,000 vehicles at Weston Kia, like a new Kia Sportage, Soul, Forte, K4, Sorento, Telluride, or Carnival. Gas, electric, or hybrid. Oregon's all-time leader in Kia sales. Everyone wins at Weston.
1994 to 2023, Weston Kia has sold more new Kias than any other Kia dealer in Oregon, reported by Kia Corp.
Hey, everybody, it's JT. You know, I talk about Painted Hills all the time, and we always say beef the way nature intended, but it's more than that, because each bite of Painted Hills will make your taste buds explode, put a big, bright smile on your face, and whoever's at your dinner table will have a big, bright smile on their face, and you can thank me for that later. Just go to PaintedHillsBeef.com and find out more. You won't regret it. Hey, everybody, JT here. I want to tell you about Hammerstahl knives. Hammerstahl combines German steel with beautiful and functioning designs. They're part of the Heritage Steel Group, which also does their pots and pans. So go to heritagesteel.us. Check out the Hammerstahl knives. If you're really into cooking, I think you're really going to like them. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. We're very fortunate to have Jed Lorette with us today. Jed is from the Jack Daniels distillery. He's a brand ambassador. He's a taster. He's a semi-serious pork butt cooker. He's all kinds of things. But he's doing that, and I'll get to meet him here in a couple of weeks. That's kind of fun. Like that. Jed also was served in the Navy. And for what, 15 years, something like that?
5 years active duty, and then I worked for the government for another 10 and a half years.
Oh, and then so thank you for your service.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And then you came to your senses and went home and got a job there.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's good. Now, I'm only kidding about coming to your senses.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's all good. Do I don't know what the corporate structure is, Jed, on for Jack Daniels there. And but do the head guys, the guys that we normally think of in suits and ties, do they come down to the competition? Do they hang out? Do they walk around?
You'll see some people like our parent company is Brown-Forman. They're out of Louisville, Kentucky. And you'll see some folks come down from Louisville for the event. Our master distiller, our assistant distiller, folks who work here in Lynchburg, they'll be at the event that night. But yeah, you'll see out-of-towners that are corporately part of Jack Daniels show up for the event.
Is your master distiller a woman?
Chris Fletcher is our master distiller, but Lexi Phillips is our assistant distiller. She's the very first female assistant distiller we've ever had.
That's what I thought. I remember hearing that.
She's unbelievable. She's fourth generation working. Wow. Her family has a huge legacy at the distillery. Yeah.
So when you guys have a company party, it's more like a family Christmas get together, isn't it? Because you've had these families that work so many generations for Jack Daniels, like the Greens, Christie's family and all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have actually a family picnic once a year here at the distillery. So on Saturday, we've got a building on the south side of town where we'll bring bounce houses and all kinds of stuff. And it really is kind of like a family reunion. Everybody knows everybody. They went to school together. They worked together their whole life. So yeah, it's kind of like a family reunion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is very cool. I think there should be more of that if possible around. So are you going to make it down to Byron's party? Do I need to get you on the list there or what?
So you're saying Byron?
Chisholm.
Byron Chisholm from Bad Butt Byron's Rub. Butt Rub?
Oh, yeah. Well, if I get an invite, I don't know if I've gotten an invite, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's on Thursday night.
So if we can
night.
Make some things happen, that would be.
I think we can handle that.
I think JT just wants me to bring some libation. It's like, all right, Jed, just leave the whiskey. You can leave now.
No, I'll get you in on the food list. I mean, you know, yeah, it can be that way. Well, we are really looking forward to it. Is there anything you can? I know Leanne has judged the Jack several times, but is there anything that you can say now, Leanne? We know you've been here before, but you really need to pay attention to this. And I don't mean her judging. I mean anything ancillary outside the judge's tent.
As far as what she needs to be aware of.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how much is bail bonds in Lynchburg? So
oh my God. No, you really don't want to meet the sheriff. although I got to tell you, he's a good guy. He really is a good guy. Just talking to your guests, when you show up here at Jack, you're going to want to make a trip down to the square, walk through the actual competitors' tents area, and then maybe take a tour, go to Bobo's, get a bite to eat, and be here for the judging and the actual award ceremony for the evening. If you've been to a small town county fair, it's kind of that same vibe. Yeah. I'm really hoping we have funnel cake. All right. I don't know if we're going to. I hope so.
I'd like to put in a special request. You guys did a big party on the hill Friday night. And last year, I was ranting raving about your fried chicken up there. And I don't think you had fried chicken on that dinner.
I'm trying to look and see.
It's there this year, but I think
fried chicken on the hill?
I don't think you had it last year. And you usually have it every year.
I think the worst thing that we can do, and watch me put my foot in my mouth, is have barbecue before the barbecue event. Like serve barbecuers barbecue before they have the barbecue. So I've got a whole list of featured vendors, and I don't have one person doing funnel cake.
Oh, the horror.
Yeah, don't cry. I think it's going to be all right. I'm a little upset by it, though. Look, JT, I'm a big boy.
You're not talking to shrinking Violet here. Come on. You
know? I need my funnel cake.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a blast. It's always fun. It really is. And we're praying that the rain holds off. Or if it's gonna rain, let it rain a couple of days ahead of time just to knock the dust down and cool it off a little. But no, it's always good. But for your listeners, come and see us. We have amazing offerings here at the distillery to go and look around. And it's free just to walk through the visitor center. We got all kinds of stuff for you to look at there.
You know what they do there is, you know this, Jed, but you don't, Jeff, is that they will actually engrave your bottles that you buy, and they'll put whatever you want on the bottle for you, so you can have your own signature bottle to take.
As long as it's appropriate, JT.
Yeah. Well, I think, watch this, Jed. I think that little one on my shelf behind me has got some engraving on it, Leanne. Didn't you get one of those?
No. Well, no, seriously though, you can, because I remember having wood chicks put on my bottle, and just as a memorabilia piece.
Oh, it's a great little piece.
Yeah, we could do Barbecue Nation on it, something like that.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's kind of in a little house there, and I only heard about it the one time. But for those who are going down there, if you want something like that, you can do that.
So, Leanne, to your question earlier about our latest release, we have a fully matured whiskey that we finished in an Añejo tequila barrel.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have that. It's our latest distillery offering. We do have our new bonded rye whiskey that just came out. It's a brand new offering. We're not trying to get something out new every year, but we do have some new whiskey. Hopefully it'll still be available when y'all come down for the visit in a couple weeks. Some
great.
Yeah.
Hard to find rare whiskey.
Very good. Nice. Jed Lorett from Jack Daniel's. And he's got a short title, but a long job description, and which a lot of people would fight over. Jed, thanks. And I know you're going to stick around for
after hours. A couple weeks.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun. That's going to wrap it up for the regular show. Don't forget, we've got after hours coming up if you're doing the pod version. And so we want to thank Jed again and the folks at Jack Daniel's, and thank Miss Whippin there for, which I'm going to see in about 4 days, I think, 5 days. Yeah. And for everybody listening, thank you for being with us. Until next time, I'm JT. You're listening to Barbecue Nation. And remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.